both side tubes, right?
I don't know. I was just gonna do it on one. It looks like they're still doing shit on two. Unless that's a dead stream right now. I can't tell.
It's not a dead stream per se. They're still.
Okay, I'll edit the announcement.
So I don't want to mess up their FAP session, you know.
No.
They're not even fapping on two. I don't know. They're playing waifu semi.
Wait, is he still talking on the fucking Stucky stream?
Oh okay. Yeah, of course they're going over. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I'm doing an at here for closing time because I feel like that's like important.
Okay. I was gonna let him know that time was almost up, but okay, I
that's
guess
closing time. Get in here.
Okay. Give me one sec, guys.
It didn't seem like the audience really liked that podcast anyway.
True.
It was.
They're getting shit, apps, honestly. But oh well.
That's okay.
Oh man. It's cool. All right. So if you've got an image, just tell me when you got it, Jab.
It's live now.
Right. I'm almost done.
Thank
you. Okay.
So what am I live? Yeah, that's right. Notes.
Do I have to be here for this?
No, no, it's completely optional. If you want to, it's fine, man. I understand.
Yeah. You want to go to bed like I do, just you can go ahead.
If you can you mention Brony Bash for me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll definitely
we will.
Come to Brony Bash next weekend. We'll figure out a way to show that somehow.
Yeah, we'll plug you, man. Don't worry.
Wait. Just.
Alright.
Almost done, guys.
Hold on. I'll be right back. I gotta go stop. I'll be right back, like, super quick. Hold on.
Sorry we're running a little late. But, you know, these things, they happen.
It happens sometimes, like pregnancy. Gotta watch out. Don't get pregnant.
How was Stucky's podcast?
Garbage.
Wait, did Speck really ping here? Oh, what a fag.
Yeah, he pinged here.
I asked him not to, but these things happen.
Okay, I just need one font art image and then we'll be golden.
Okay, I'm alive.
Oh fuck. Okay, I'm here. Hi. Shit. Are we still live?
No, yeah, we're not live. Yeah.
I think we're live.
Yes, we are live.
Alrighty, cool beans. I don't know about you, Corp, but I'm pretty fucking tired.
Yeah, me too. Is everyone ready? Or are we waiting for an image, or are we just gonna skip that? And just
we have an image. It's the Contard one.
I thought a non one. Like canceled on it.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay, I'm just trying to get now.
Let's do this.
Or closed or whatever.
Let's do this. Let's close this shit. Even though I might stream a little bit after, but hey, you know, let's close it. Stop making new cons, you fucking retards. Shut up, Starlight Stalin.
I'm just gonna post it in Danny Chef.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, the Danny Chef? Okay, let's see.
Oh, that's decent.
Oh yeah, that's a good picture. You should definitely use that one.
Let me update.
Okay, shout out to all my Phillies on the Ponytown server. You guys are the
fucking
best.
What are you doing right now, bro? I'm just joking.
I think we're trying to change the image.
Wait, hold on, Chief. Comic Sans raised the.
Okay. What did you?
Yeah, it's Comic Sans.
I didn't put any Comic Sans in this motherfucker. There it is.
Okay. Are you trying to say there's another image?
The ceremony hasn't started yet. Calm down. We're getting there. Slowly.
But surely.
Slowly. Gave up Fat Fred for this. Not like you had anything better to do. I mean, come on. Man, I got a lot of panels I want to talk
about. Okay, hold on.
Holy shit, man. I'm good with just going with this. This is...
but I'm so close, Corp. I'm going to come. Oh, I'm going to come, Corp. I'm coming.
Okay. Okay, there it is. There's the new image. Now it has Comic Sans in it.
Are people doing a closing group picture on the Minecraft server? I gotta get on.
Let's, let's go ahead and start. I'm, ready to go. Okay.
So celebratory right now.
What the fuck is up, everypony? I'm Twyfag, and I'm joined tonight by some of the other disgusting name-fagging Discord circle jerkers who helped organize the past couple of days. But before I let them speak, I wanted to say a few things first. None of this could really have been possible without all of the actual Anons from MLP. And before I go any further, I really wanted to thank all of you. And that includes everyone who wanted to be a vendor, even us panelists, the volunteers who helped organize things. Spec, your mic is fucking echoing.
Sorry.
The Anons who organized and built the Ponytown, the Minecraft, and the Roblox servers. And whether you're a vendor, a panelist, contributor, or just an attendee, all of you were really responsible for, you know, making this such a great weekend. I also wanted to thank the people who did build those servers, those gaming servers, because that took a lot of work, I know, especially in the Minecraft one. I know that thing took like a month to plan out and build. So thank you guys. I really do appreciate it. And I know everyone does. It seems like a lot of people love that.
Mad shout outs to the people who argued against Discord for keeping the thread bumped. Very cool.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate it.
I also wanted to answer some questions that we've been asked, or I've seen asked a lot. If you've missed anything, like if there's a stream or a panel you missed, a lot of it is archived on YouTube. We have a playlist that's been linked in the thread, but it's also, there's the schedule webpage up at mlpcon.online. That's going to stay up. If there's an archived video, it's linked there now. And there's some things we didn't get. A lot of the panels that got striked, and some other stuff we might not have, but apparently there might have been an anon or two who's been recording all the SciTube chats, including video. And they're going to be uploading those in the next few days. And if they do upload them, and if I find them, I'm going to put them up probably on the website. And if there's a thread still, probably up there somewhere. So yeah. If anyone's listening who is a panelist, if you did a panel on Twitch and you are able to save your videos, please do so and upload them to YouTube. Let us know, and we'll put them up on the playlist, and we'll add them to the schedule page for everyone to watch. Next, will the game servers remain up? I know the Minecraft one will remain up at least for a little bit. I don't know how long.
Ponytown one's closing at 2 a.m.
Yeah, but the Ponytown one is probably going to go down like at 2 a.m. because that's actually
Eastern
a low.
Or...
Eastern, I think, yeah. Because that's actually a loan server. That server was loaned to us by the Ponytown developers. It's their server. They did some custom coding for us. They set it all up for us. They spent a few hours on it, and that's really appreciated that they took that time. As for the Roblox server, I don't know if anyone used that, but that's apparently a server that's always up, like the Baltimore Convention Center. The next question is, can I get a copy of the Minecraft map? That's kind of up to the people who worked on, like, Frozen Knight and, Japanon and them, Raikou. If you guys want to distribute it as is, or yeah, we can make modifications and distribute it, it probably
will. We were actually, talking about it, so like we're probably gonna have like a call together and then wait for things to die out. These kinds of events usually warrant like an after party thread. So we're thinking maybe after we come the end of our deliberation, we'll post what we have there in if there's an after party.
Yeah. If we do decide to distribute it, I'll probably at least link to the map on the site somewhere so you guys can get it there too, and maybe probably in a thread. Oh. Okay. Can I get a... hold on a second. I'm sorry, I'm being messaged by someone. Will we be doing this again? Actually, the response was a lot better than I thought it would be. I didn't think there'd be so many people. And maybe that was Pixel posting on Derpy Brew. I don't know. But we're not Ponyfest, you know, and at least for me, I'm not willing to organize another one, at least for another year. So maybe next year I could start doing it, but unless someone else wants to do all the, you know, do a lot of the work and stuff, I'm going to sit out the next one, in other words. So
I feel like one of the biggest issues with this con was we didn't have work distributed properly. So we need to delegate more work instead of like use like one head that does most of the things and then the rest of us just fuck off to do our own.
True.
That was the problem.
Yeah, I know Corp was like, fuck my bad. Twyfag in general was the one pestering people, like being like, hey, how's your thing coming along, whatever. And that's something easy, like anyone could do. And they could write up a summary and then post it for when, you know, the con lead is ready. So I feel if we learn how to delegate work better, we could make things run a lot smoother.
Yeah, and one of the things is I didn't want to come down as some sort of a, you know, it was supposed to be like a con. It was supposed to be like a board project type thing. You know, I was hoping to have volunteers, you know, hey, I can help manage the panelists if you want me to. There were some volunteers. I really wanted to give a shout out to him. I don't know, like the high and on guy, but
yeah, he's awesome.
He was awesome. He helped a lot, especially in the early days. There's also I'm sorry, I'm just getting news from him about the, Roblox server. He helped set that up. He said any Anons interested in building or fixing it can help do it, but it's a group that's up. And if we had better delegation, it would have probably gone a lot been easier, at least on me personally, but that's okay. I it was an experiment, you know. A lot of this is the first time any of us have done anything like this. I think Expec is the only one I know of who's been involved in actual con staff at any time in the past, online or in real life. I had an idea, you know, of how I wanted to do an online convention that I thought the board would like, and I'm happy that, you know, it's not my original idea, but I think it morphed into something that I think fit really well, and I think it worked pretty well. You know, I want you guys, in, if we can, maybe we can go down if you guys have anything you wanted to say about what I just said or your own stuff. You know, we can start at the top, I guess, with Bad Cop.
Oh yeah, okay. First of all, I might as well shout out to my friends in Bosnia. Sorry for shitting on you earlier. Hello grandma, I hope you were listening. I don't know if you were, but anyway, if you have any inkling of a talent or an idea of what, you know, it, you know, you watched me do stupid shit like making fucking cupcakes or whatever I made, you can do that too. Don't feel like you need any kind of a special talent to get in on this. Anyone could do anything. We accepted literally everyone, right? We accepted everyone who did this.
Yes, there. No one was. Yeah. That was the point.
Yeah, no one was.
Literally
denied.
Everybody.
And if like, we do this again, I think we'll do that again.
Even if you didn't, even if you missed the deadline.
Yeah,
we had panels added last minute today.
Like, oh man.
So
like, your baking thread wasn't even that bad compared to some of the stuff. Like we had a thread, an ace combat panel where
come on, let's not compare.
He didn't even talk about Pony. Okay,
all right, that's
I
fair.
I talked about Pony.
Did I talk about Pony?
That's a valid concern because like this is a Pony festival, right? So maybe
I last minute.
No, I'm not actually Russian. I'm Bosnian. I'm sorry, but it's like the same thing. Close enough.
Yeah,
I've off a lot of Russians. Anyway, if you have any inkling of a talent, go
or
ahead
an idea.
And call in here. An idea as well.
Like,
because say, if you don't want to do something, but if you have an idea, go ahead and post it. Somebody else might take that, run with it, and do something cool.
Yeah, doubling down on, like, if you don't think you're good enough, like, one of the best panels that we had was by someone with a lot of doubt that had never done anything before. If you missed the sermon that happened, it was pretty fucking epic.
I had a lot of doubts on that one, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was fucking amazing, like, undoubtedly. So
yeah,
just give it a shot, even if it's shit.
In legend.
Yeah, even if it's shit, it's a shit post. So fuck it, just roll with it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say. Thank you all for coming out.
Okay, and what about let's see, Jack
Frozen Knight
or? Well, I don't know. I don't know if Frozen Knight wanted to say anything.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to say anything.
I can say something.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, oh, Frozen Knight was one of the. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it brief. Thank you guys for coming out to the con. I know the most of what I did was work on the Baltimore Convention Center for Minecraft, and although it was really stressful, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun working with Jap and Reich and Corp and Sam and like everyone. It was just a fun experience. And I hope you guys all enjoyed the con center, because we really put a lot of work into it about a month in. And again, thanks to the organizers and the panelists for making this event happen. It was a really cool event. So that's pretty much all I have to say. Again, thanks. Thanks for making it a really enjoyable con.
Cool. What about you, Spec? Did you have anything you wanted to say?
I really appreciate all of you. Fuck, I just dropped my keyboard. I really appreciate all of you coming out and hanging out. And I know we had a lot of drama about Discord or whatever in the threads. The first two threads were kind of a essential nightmare, I would describe it. And I'm really glad that this worked out pretty well. And Corp mentioned earlier, if someone else wanted to do an MLP con, you know, he can just be a viewer or whatever, or a helper. I had an idea. This is going to be the 10th anniversary of My Little Pony. How cool would it be if we had, just for this year only, and then we make it yearly. For this year only, we'd have two of them. We'd have one that leads into the MLP anniversary stream. It doesn't have to be 2 days. It could be just a day in the thread only or whatever. It'd be pretty cool if we could do that, that leads into the MLP anniversary stream. That's just a... I'm sure I could work that out with Zizzy, because I know Zizzy's in charge with that. But I think that's a pretty good idea. And I ran it by a couple people earlier, a couple friends, and they agreed. So that might happen. Just keep an eye on the board in case any announcement gets made about that, because I definitely want
to
do that.
If you're really hungry, too, for another online con, especially one that allows adult content. I know Brony Bash Online is next weekend. So that's another one that Zizzy's helping to run. And he's running it, so...
Is that mostly a Discord con?
I think so. I don't
know.
So,
I don't know
you
exactly have to get Discord for it, but help Zizzy out. He's a good guy.
Sorry, my internet's really, really bad. Can anyone hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
What's up, Gabe, Lord?
And for those who are really serious...
Bash is actually...
Oh, go ahead.
He's cutting out bad now.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay, so Brony Bash is actually going to be on SciTube. We have our own room. Very similar to MLPCon. So Discord is not required, although I still have to finish the scheduling and publish that. We are still not done with panels. If you have a panel idea, you're welcome to submit a panel. Adult content is allowed. And we have our own streaming service, so you don't have to use Twitch or YouTube.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, thank you guys for coming out. I think I'm next, Jap.
Although, that's right. You heard it here first, folks. The guy that has terrible internet is offering his streaming service.
Did want to thank Corpulent for putting together MLPCon, and I wanted to thank all the Anons and the threads that helped to make this possible. It wouldn't be possible without you guys.
Awesome. Jap, did you have anything to say? Or?
Yeah, a couple things, actually. First, I'd like to condone nothing of what the Redditor Spec has said. We have been odds from day one, and I hate him. But shitpost aside, in an age where we were all thrown inside and shit because of the COVID, and seeing these like cons emerge where they're like, yeah, we're an online convention, it'll be a great substitute. But seeing how effort, like, it seemed like there was no effort put into those. There was just, they just opened a Discord server, put in a bunch of channels, and had moderation that would, like, kick you for just about anything. It seemed like overly, like, the authority there was unwarranted and kind of bullshit. Not only that, for how little effort they put it. So seeing this entire convention come through was really refreshing. Because not only was it partly on Discord, which all the Discord like ranting was warranted in the threads. I understand it completely. But seeing it not only as a part of Discord, but different mediums like Ponytown, Minecraft, the art community popping out and doing art requests, and even people that just wanted to cook shit, just cooking shit on stream, like showing all the different possibilities you can take was really beautiful. And so, again, thank you all for coming together for doing something like this. Hopefully next year I can do even more for helping organize and delegating work so that certain members aren't overwhelmed by a bunch of work.
Awesome, yeah.
I'm sorry for being such a Redditor.
It's okay, you can't help it, man.
So, I understand.
I'll go ahead. I don't even know what the fuck. I don't think he did anything, but Memely, did you want to say anything? I don't know how you're here.
Did somebody say beat a dead horse?
Okay.
Just kidding, I won't. Yeah. Oh. Y'all are awesome. This is probably like the most fun I've had at a PonyCon online.
That's not a very high bar, is it?
No.
What about
Can I interject really fast?
Go ahead.
For all those watching, I think it's been posted in the thread too, but we are going to take a group photo in the Minecraft server at 10:30. You want to get in on time. That Pacific time at the 30-minute mark of whatever fucking hour you're in. So go ahead and we'll be doing that. That's all I wanted to say.
Sound guy. So if you guys don't know, he didn't really organize the con, but he did help us out because he ran the initial Minecraft server and he helped us. That was used for almost all the planning, building, and
got blown up.
And yeah, things got blown up, and you know, he didn't back things up, and that wasn't always his fault, I guess.
It was.
Yeah, maybe. But he helped out a lot. So, you know, every time Rain would be like, okay, we need to world edit, then Sound Guy would world edit.
Rain, can I get a Sound Guy and I need to world edit? Sound Guy, I think we need world edit. No.
So did you have anything to say, Sound Guy, or you good?
Dang, you guys actually did it. Put on /MLPCon. Next year, let's do it. I'm ready. This was more fun than I thought it was going to be. You're all autistic. No homo.
Fag.
I think it'd be cool to let everyone who's here wants to like say stuff if they want. But first I wanted to say something real quick, you know. I also wanted to say that even though we had like a ton of YouTube channel strikes, I think there's probably 10 YouTube channel strikes that happened. You know, we had a lot of last minute schedule changes and shit, and of course we had a Discord server that was used for some of the con. It was still, I had a really fun time, but for me the highlight was the personally was the MLP Dubs premiere, you know, and that's another board project that I'm really glad to see finished, both because it's one less thing to worry about, but also it's pretty awesome. I think it turned out well. Everyone on the board, you know, so many people gave us some really great awesome voices, you know, and ideas and stuff, and it took us 9 months almost, but I think we made it into a pretty cool video. And if you can't watch it, you know, we tried uploading it to YouTube like a dozen times trying to get it the right formula so they wouldn't copyright strike it, and apparently they eventually let us upload it without any sort of block on it, and as soon as we went live apparently they changed their minds and blocked it. But it is available on PonyTube if you can't get on YouTube. Again, all the links are in the schedule page of the con. You could also just go to pony.tube. There's not much there. It might be easy to find. But But we're going to try and get it to work on YouTube. And when we do, I think maybe we'll make a thread about it. I don't know what you guys think, but because in the past, whenever we release MLB dubs, we usually did a thread and talked it up. We didn't do it this time because of the con, but I don't know. So what do you guys want to do? You want to, like, just...
Let's talk about the panels and, like, maybe chronological order, maybe.
No, that sounds... really.
Okay, let's talk about Ellie Ray. How much of a fucking Chad she is.
I'm sorry, we're all fucking wasted.
I'm tired as fuck. I was just gonna open things up, but if someone wants to say something.
I'm pretty high.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
do we want to take questions?
Yeah, I guess we should do that. Yeah.
Yep, are there questions?
Some Q&A from the side
too. I actually have a question. What the fuck are we going to do about Discord? Because like there was always a contention against Discord and Threads. And clearly, we're all using Discord like now, that's like the trainees we are. So
I think
I was thinking of putting the server on read-only mode on Monday.
Like, archive it?
Yeah, but leave it up so people can look for it.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably...
But archive everything, like, make everything not talkable except for Janny chat so we can, like,
all right. So we'll whatever read, the fuck. We'll read-only everyone... Come Monday.
Yeah. Probably. No time, just Monday.
Or sometime tomorrow, whenever we get around to it. But yeah, I think that's a good idea. And I think, yeah, we leave it up in case we do it again. If a year goes by, though, and we ain't doing this anymore, I might just delete it. But I don't know.
You heard it here, folks. You better get your screen caps now.
A year.
Yeah, still.
Well, I mean... There's no limit to how many servers you can make. We could just leave this one up as a museum.
There's a limit to how many you can be in.
Yeah, but you could just rejoin it if you're feeling nostalgic.
Yeah, but if
just
you're
make
the
an
owner.
Alt, dude.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Like,
I think we should do some Q&A from the site.
Well, where the fuck are the Qs?
Yeah, guys in SciTube and Fred,
no,
ask
answer.
Your questions. Ask your
Here's
questions.
An answer for you. Kill yourself!
You idiots are putting Q. Don't tie. Oh my god. More. You guys want more artists? Yeah, we could try to get a hold of more artists for either the October one or the next main official one for next year. Definitely. Should definitely open the floor to more artists.
Wait, where do you see.
I'm looking at the SciTube chat.
Oh.
He said more art and content.
Yeah, I know. Starbounds.
Best panel moments. Oh, that's hard. Ellie Ray talking about braps and farts live was pretty fucking based. I knew that was gonna be a hot topic as soon as we got done recording.
So
there, I'm like, oh no.
Cut his stream short.
Oh, Corp, cut the stream. Cut the stream, Corp.
Cut the stream, Corp. We
shut it down.
Shut it down. Like,
that was pretty great. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Legendary. Legendary.
It was so fucking good with the Oblivion loading music. Oh my god!
Oh my god! The fire rises.
Purge and fire!
So I think we all can agree that the sermon panel was the best, even better than Ellie. I think the sermon panel was the top tier fucking panel. That was the absolute best.
Good. It was pretty good.
Wait, are there really people still asking where the streams are going to be archived? There are really people still asking that. Holy shit.
It's going to be on the website.
You
the
go
Fred,
back,
the
go
MLP
back 10
minutes.
No, spoon feeder. You go back like 5 minutes. We already talked about this.
No. Yeah, we already talked,
about it.
You have to lurk in this video for at least 1 year before asking.
Yeah, holy shit, man.
Okay, so we got another question. If I take off the mask, will you die? Probably.
It will be extremely painful.
Would you die? Worst panel moments. Everything. What are you, a fucking new fag?
Is this like a spec interview or something?
No. I'm just saying worst panel moments.
Yeah, but you keep asking questions, answering them, and asking questions again.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm fucking dead.
Oh, yeah, picture time. Get in there.
I can't. I'm right now. I'm doing a stream. You guys have fun.
Just worst panel moments.
I have for the original question that Spec first asked, the best moments. I think the PPP panel worked out really well. And I think it kind of shows that for people who do want to do panels on something like this, like the amount of effort you're willing to put in is going to be paid off usually by the amount of effort that, like, by how good the panel is. Like, the PPP guys, like, I put it out there in the thread, and everyone who signed up, I contacted them and basically said, what do you, you know, what can we do to help you? Is there anything you need? The PPP guys from the beginning asked a lot of questions. They created an entire Google document to plan their panel. And they started doing it as soon as they signed up as soon as they started thinking about the panel before they even signed up. And what you got out of that, and I spent like hours with them like a few days ago, helping them, making sure that their panel would go smoothly. Because they asked me to. And if anyone had asked me that, I would have done it. And I did spend some time with some people. And I know Worshipper Non, who did the sermon panel, his panel turned out well. You know, he did a shit ton of preparation as well.
I was in the call with him like many a morning, and he'd be under that cement bridge just like moving the rocks and drawing on them with chalk. It's like, oh, it's going to be great. Oh.
Yeah, like he did a shit ton of work. Like,
it was surprising how much effort he put into it.
And what do you get out of it, right? You get a damn good, you know, pretty funny, pretty entertaining panel. And I think that's what happens, man. So in the future, if you guys want to do this, you know, if you want to do something like that, you're more than welcome, man. It'll be awesome. It's not easy, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with just waiting a fucking year. And then I think another thing that might make it easier is if... Instead of, like, we only had, what, 1 month of planning to get this rolling?
Yeah.
So maybe just doubling that, 2 months. Like, not too long, not too short, but gives people more than enough time to get their shit together.
Yeah, 2 or 3 months is a good amount of time, I think. And
oh, the Tulpa panel too. Yeah, that was I know.
That was an amazing panel. I need to listen to that.
Wishnot plans stuff out really well too, you know, and so I know he spent time on that too.
I will say this: if you light I'm all for lighting things on fire, but if you light a fire under the bridge, we're not responsible for you. So
yeah, but it was funny as fuck.
It was funny as fuck, but we're not gonna bail you out. So you're kind of on your own.
Next month's silent auction proceedings will be going to taking Sermon Anon and freeing him from prison.
Oh yeah. Wow, epic.
Yeah, if anyone did a panel this year, if we do this again next year, obviously, you know, come back, you know. Maybe it'll be 3 days.
Nervous laughter.
Okay. Does anyone else have best favorites or memorable moments?
All of it.
I will say pretty much the entirety of the cooking panel was made up on the fly, and I was going to have to do that in my own house, but my great, great horsefucker pal let me come over to his home. I don't know if he wants his name dropped, so I won't, but thank you very much. You know who you are, my man. You're the MVP, the real dude.
Yeah. Considering the success of MLPCon, it went really well in terms of planning and execution of the con. Regarding 10th anniversary stream, since I'm one half the team that manages most of the back end for that, because of the success, I will try to involve Anons at least a couple months before to organize some things before and after the anniversary stream, or even during it, since not everyone can tolerate ponies 24/7.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I think I'll do that. I set aside some time.
Cool. Anybody else have anything?
I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, fuck it, man. We're all tired. Let's get the fuck out of here. Thank you, Tony.
The 18 plus. Shut up. The 18+ MLP porn viewing stream. Oh shit! Like, the story behind that is that was set up as a 18 plus YouTube video, unlisted. It wasn't advertised anywhere. And yeah, we just sent it to the channel here. And it is probably lost, partly because that got split up into like four different platforms, or two different platforms and four different videos. Yeah, that shit's probably gone.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, it was pretty epic for what we saw.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a hard time seeing YouTube having automated algorithms to find pony cartoon porn, especially when that one site, half the time you'd send it pony cartoon porn, it'd be like, oh, this is not porn.
You know, it's funny because there's a lot of SFM porn on YouTube that's like just called like Rainbow Dash comes really hard, and then like it's fine. It's just still up.
Yeah, and the person who got Ass Mad and reported it would have been one of the people here watching. But...
yeah, well, I mean, Wootmaster was among us, so...
yeah.
Hi, Wootmaster.
Yeah, he's joined like under an alternate account, even though it was an alternate that he's used in the past publicly, yeah, so we knew it
like,
was an alternate. But...
I don't get what the fuck his deal is. We even, like... He was so cool, and we even put, like... one of his music on one of the Minecraft tracks, and yet he was a total fucking bitch about it. Fuck that guy.
It's weird that my Derpy Burrow panel did not get shut down at all, which is weird. Like, it didn't get shut down. I saw so much porn on Twitch. I'm surprised it didn't get banned.
That's Twitch. Who gives a fuck?
Okay, do we want to, like, I know I'm probably not going to be here very much longer, but,
I'm still gonna
we want to give everyone, like, all the attendees and everything, like, a chance to talk. I don't know if any of the attendees here want to say anything.
Yeah, well, real quick before that happens, quick shout-out to BT+2G5L2ZHS, who was just an idea faggot and made this, like, and was like, oh, yeah, let's do this con, and then fucking, like, only participated in threads and never fucking helped with, like, making... like, what did they even fucking do? Like, they were in the thread, but... they didn't help organize anything. Well,
you're talking about the OP guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck.
Pretty gay.
I never heard his voice. He's not even here now. Like, what the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Yeah. It's just the organizer, you know? He just comes in, does
such a trip fag.
What y'all doing? Okay, bye. Well,
you mentioned his name, so you just paid him in his clout right there.
Yeah. Yeah, you win. You and whoever you are, BT+2G5L2ZHS.
Based idea, man. Chat seems to think pretty highly of him.
Yeah, he was kind of
based
cool,
idea,
bro.
Man.
Does anyone else want to talk who's not been talking yet? Like, who's muted right now? I know you can't say anything, but...
sounds like not, because they're not saying anything.
Type in, like, voice posts or something. I will unmute you, no matter who you are. Especially, yeah, okay.
Naysayer's in.
Yeah, Naysayer was one of our vendors. I think it's his first time ever really selling stuff, according, I think, in the posts. He, you're unmuted, by the way, Naysayer, but you just have to unmute yourself. He did the fucking patches. Why is it not working? Can you get on Naysayer? Are you able to speak or nah? Okay.
He can't.
Wait, you want to be unmuted, but you don't want to speak? What the fuck's...
wait, he can't speak?
Hold on. I can... let me see here.
Wait, we unmuted you.
Yeah, you are unmuted. You should be able
unmute
to...
unmute yourself. Leave the
door
call.
Stuck.
Rejoin.
He says door stuck.
Door stuck.
Okay, and unmute. You good?
I'm for a horsey button.
Hold on, it might be the perms here. God, I fucking hate this.
No, he's locally muted. We're unmuting him.
Yeah, Naysayer, you are locally muted right now. This has nothing to do with Discord.
Wait, hold on.
It could be.
No, wait,
it could be
no,
your settings.
No,
like...
it is a permission. I did it to somebody else, so we have to move to another call.
Wait, what's the...
okay, everyone to general.
Wait, what's the permission?
I don't know, but it's not working. So
no, right now in this call, anybody can speak. Like, I changed the permissions.
Oh, what? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I just changed them right now, and I took him out of the call, and I brought him back in. He's still muted, so...
Well, let's all just go to general. That'll fix it, no matter what it is.
Yeehaw.
What's up, gang?
Okay, go ahead, Nasir. What do you got?
I didn't mean to cause that much controversy. I just wanted to
save. You're fine.
All right, sick. No, but yeah, we kicked the shit out of absolutely everyone's expectations. I'm sure there were plenty of people who were hoping that this went up in flames, be it an autistic screeching anti-Discord faggot in the main thread, or a shitty derpy Jenny. Regardless, we proved to them that we're still here, we're still strong, we're not going anywhere, and we're probably going to do this again later in the year. And if we don't, we're going to fucking do the same shit again next year, even stronger. So that's really all I wanted to say.
Did you get any sales? Like, did the thing help with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did better than I thought I would. I set a random number for myself, 17. I got 31.
Oh, nice.
Or 35, something like that. So, yeah, that was way better. I feel really successful for that. Zizzy, shit for your con. What?
You had patches, that's another right?
Question. Yeah, patches. That's me.
Oh, I bought a ton of your shit. My God, I love patches, my dude.
Yeah, I love patches too, and all right, I think I'm good with naysayerpatches.com. Buy my shit.
Quick question. John, chill. Are we going to keep the vendor hall like open? Because I know some people might just be doing like a limited run thing.
We'll keep it open the Monday.
Yeah, we'll keep it. We'll
it's an online marketplace.
I think we'll keep it like archived and keep it unlocked so people can still access it, but like if a vendor wants to delete their shit there, you can do it. Like, if you're doing something that's just limited time only, go ahead and delete your message that you sent there. If someone else sent it on your behalf, tell them to delete it. That way, if you don't want, like, a link to stay up there forever, we let us know. Otherwise, we'll leave it up until next con or whatever.
Hey, there's one thing I wanted to mention to everyone. If anyone makes a con badge, like con badge, I will print them out at a really discounted rate. If anyone wants to make design for an MLP con badge.
Yeah, so what Zizzy's talking about is he's able to do print badges. So if anyone makes any art that would be like a con badge type art, he can help you guys print. He was one of our vendors too. It was kind of last minute, but
okay. Alright. Does anyone else want to speak? I know was Rot, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, those Anons that made those requests today for the Sketches from a Hat panel, my God, all of those requests, well, not all of them, there were some, like, just fetishy bait shit. Like, haha, wouldn't it be funny if Gallus sucked on the cock, ha-ha-ha, icky. But aside from, like, those ones, they were really fucking great. Like, I'm surprised how great the requests were, too. Holy fuck. Like the hover hand Gallus one, that was pretty fucking good.
Did anybody else want to?
I got. I just wanted to say real quick, thank you guys for helping with the Minecraft group screenshot. That was kind of last minute as well. And I don't know who was taking them. Was that Rain? Rain, if you could just send me all those, I'll come through and try to find some good ones to put in the thread.
I took a bunch as well. I don't know where I saved them, but I'll get them to you.
Yeah, I'll be looking through all those. So if anyone else has them that they want me to look through, I'll be posting the best ones to the thread and then also probably make a gallery or something. I'll figure something out to do with it.
Yeah.
And Evershade, you said you were...
I'm just surprised, like, how much, like, this actually, like, a lot of people came together. Like, we had a bunch of groups, like, the Equestrian Wrestling, the Cup Friendlies people, the artists, Barcast, like, all these different people, and, like, all the Anons, too, just... All this coming, even the Minecraft, the Ponytown, the SciTubes. There's like so much media and organization that ended up like going really well. We had some hiccups, like overall, but like I'm just really glad this all came together.
Anybody else want to say something?
I just want to thank everybody for being amazing and providing a great experience. Thank you so much. That's all.
I have a question.
Yeah.
No, yeah, your podcast.
The other, the other call's asking if you already took the picture.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have anything they want to say or ask about the con?
Who said the fandom is dead?
Hey,
like to say it's great that good. We all came together for this bullshit, and it was a lot of fun.
It really was. Like, this is like the best.
It was the best online con I've been to.
It was so awesome.
Yeah, we pulled it off, like, despite everything. The only thing you can really say at this point is, don't you know you're all my very best friends? And I think it's true.
Oh,
it's true.
We beat this con.
I want to give a special shout-out to Jargon for drawing the picture.
He drew a picture one time.
Jargon drew the logo. I paid him.
It's great. I would like to also give a shout-out to Anon the Anon for drawing a picture.
Yeah.
Wait, where is that?
Dude, I want to give a shout out to Twyfac for drawing that one picture in the artist stream.
Yeah.
Hey, Twyfac.
Hey, as a final shout out to viewers like you.
Shout out to Lauren Foss for drawing a picture one time.
Yeah, so she
Why is the
one
whole chat France? What?
Did anyone else want to say something?
Yeah, you guys set the bar pretty darn high for Brony Bash. I'm just saying, you guys set the bar a little too high for me.
Sorry.
You better fucking deliver, Zizzy.
Just don't ban people for saying nigger, and that's like the
exactly.
More importantly, accept my vendor app.
I don't know if I speak for a lot of people here, but for people who haven't gone to cons before, it was a lot of fun for myself, at least, and I think a lot of other people feel the same way.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone who ran the con and everything. So,
I mean, even having been to a con, it's still a lot of
fun. Yeah. Especially with the quarantine going on, like actually sitting down talking to like all these people that some of us have, you know, met each other IRL and stuff. Fucking awesome.
It was nice to be in a place where they didn't force filter you.
Yeah, that's too.
Oh, sorry, did you downvote my thing?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Do you know who the fuck I am? I am the fetish artist of the month, and you're the shadow band.
I am the Dolores.
Okay.
Are you at the top of your class?
I think
3,000 kills.
I think all of y'all, though, for being, for helping out and being a part, you know, just attending. Yeah.
Except BT. Fuck you, BT.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what happened to the OP, but...
Yeah. You know, hopefully he comes around again in about a year's time, and then we start planning for number two.
Poetically.
Oh, forget this ever
Wouldn't
happened.
It be funny if the OP trip fag was just some guy who made it up because he was worried that the thing would crash and burn?
I bet she's some fat chick that's like wants to be a guy or something, or like a tranny or something. Like...
Or we could be like, whatchamacallit, and do it again in a couple of weeks.
No, that's fucking gay as hell.
Wait,
fuck
not
yeah.
doing this.
Yeah, that's a dumb fucking gay that banned me on 4chan. Fuck you.
Wait, OP Anon wants to talk? What's up, OP Anon?
You're unmuted, by the way.
You guys just got to unmute yourself, bro.
Just unmute yourself.
I'm on mobile. All right, can you guys hear me?
Dumb
yeah,
fucking
a little bit.
Yeah.
Hello, Twitter.
Oh no.
Hello. All right. So yeah, just wanted to say this was awesome. I wish I'd attended more of it, and I really hope you guys do this again because it was freaking cool. Also, come to Brony Bash next week, and it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
Spooky Sermon Hat is doing a panel there too. That's why I'm advocating for not banning people for saying the nigger word because I might slip again.
No worries.
You will start again.
Huh. In fact, I'm definitely going to. I really tried hard, and I still.
Just stay another N-word, like nuts or no.
I did. I
or
tried.
Naysayer.
At one point, I said nice.
Or non-human.
or be like Lyra, or be like Lyra, and just say nay.
Yeah.
Nerd. It starts with the letter N also. You fucking imaginative fuck.
I know you.
I think niggardly is an actual word, isn't
it? It is, yes.
Yeah,
but you can't say that.
Niggardly is a safe word to say. I use it all the time.
I mean, knickers is a safe word, supposedly. And it's wrong to mix white with colored knickers, but you know, you can't be saying that, apparently.
Well, people who aren't willing to spend money on their waifu are niggardly if they have it. I'm just saying.
Hey, no, they're fucking pays.
If someone has like a, if someone has $2,000 and they won't spend $500 on their waifu, that's a niggardly move. Oh, Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, true.
They won't spend all of it. They're kind of yeah.
Hey, Starbucks, what do you have? What do you want to see something?
Oh,
remember, lads, the ride never ends.
Yeah,
true. Never,
yeah,
ever.
True.
I don't want to ever hear that this fandom is dead again.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Well, in a week, we'll have a fucking question on the podcast. Is this fandom dead?
Dead?
It's not dead.
Christ.
There's your fucking clickbait of the week.
We have a
online ended.
A you shit poster.
Like shut the hell up!
A shit poster from Down Under would like to say something.
Good day, mate.
Corp?
Yes?
Fuck you, but also thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Cunt.
Fag.
Okay.
Fucking poof.
Put your mom on.
Fairy. Poof.
I just want to say to everybody who worked on Dubs Dons, thank you for fucking delivering your lines, and also a big, big thank you to those that edited it.
Dubs Don was a long time ago. What are you talking
coming from
about?
The one guy. Yeah, this is coming from the guy that didn't deliver his line for like 3 months after playing it.
Yeah, dude, just how I didn't deliver my lyrics for 5 months.
Wait,
like,
Jap, still have it. Jap, you don't have anywhere to talk, man. I had to chase after you for those lines.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Okay. And you know what? You're right.
I'm not the one fucking begging everyone to hold on.
I deliver on time.
All right, this is where the dream involves
delivery.
Chaos.
You
run. Run
shut up.
Again.
Shut up.
It's over.
Anyways,
go home.
Shut up. I wasn't
fucking
done
take
yet.
Take a nap or some shit. Holy,
go,
oh my god.
Go drink your beaker milk. Anyway, yes.
Fucking.
Take your fucking Ambien, man.
This is the real closing ceremony.
And not gonna lie, like that song at the end made me tear up, but the fucking after credit scene. My God, that was a blast from the past.
Oh,
dude, I wish I would have saved some of those screen caps from back in the day. And you never know when things are going to end. It's called memory. Yes, I fucking love all of you guys. Like, not going to lie.
A lot of those screenshots were grabbed from, like, the... correct me if I'm wrong, iFag, but... the archive, right? There's archived threads of all that shit. That's where we grab the screenshots.
Which ones? At the end?
At the end of Dubs Dawn.
Yeah, so at the end of Dubs Dawn, almost all of those were from, there was a zip file.
The last dub, yeah.
Wait, oh, I'm sorry. MLP Dubs, yeah, at the end of it. A lot of those threads were from fucking old co-threads, right? And they're up.
Yes.
There was a zip file I found, and I unzipped it and hosted it up on iwtcits.com/ I forget what.
But it's there. It
is up somewhere. It's iwtcits.com/ponyarch. I'm sorry, Zizzy.
Did they finish streaming the ending ceremonies?
Yes, they're done.
Okay. Why would someone join the ending ceremony?
Zuckerberging the YouTube channel.
I wanted to ask Rar had
Christ.
Rar had something to say.
My God.
Well, first off, the 5-minute streaming test that turned into like a 3-hour-long porn stream was a good success.
Wow,
I'd definitely like to do that again. Also, fuck niggers, fuck Jannies.
Thanks.
And
for real.
Also, I'm sorry for Zuckerberging the YouTube channel.
Okay.
Thanks, Roar. Very cool.
Whoops.
And base.
Stream better next time. Thanks.
Update your settings next time. Thank you.
Yeah. Stucky, next time when you create a live stream and you give someone the URL and they post that URL everywhere on the internet, what you want to do is not create a new live stream and then have like 50 people waiting in your old one for it to start and not show up. Just
fucking link broke. My bad. God, I already apologized.
How did the link break? People were there waiting for it, you dipshit.
What happened, Stucky?
I can tell you what happened, right? When you create a live stream, you have to go into that live stream using the live stream link in your channel settings. You have to copy the stream key and then paste it into OBS. What you probably did was you did the quickie start thing where you just hit stream in OBS and you didn't do all that extra steps. So
Yeah, that's what I
I know what you did.
I fucked and I even apologize afterwards.
That's fine. I'm just giving you shit.
Retard.
Okay. Does anybody else want to say anything or you just want to hang out?
See you guys in Vancouver.
Okay, wait. Who?
See you guys in Sequestria.
Wait. The boomer has to say something.
Someone said they wanted to say something?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I just want to say I love you guys. It was a lot of fun. I didn't expect I would have this much fun.
Faggot.
Thanks
for walking.
Is that
what are you, fucking queer?
A little bit. A little bit.
The swagger's two blocks down.
The swagger's here.
Okay.
Okay. We next con, we probably need to set up a speedrun competition for banned from Equestria daily.
And this time, stream it on your own fucking YouTube channels, assholes.
We need to set up a speed run to who can get the cops to them the fastest.
Oh, you dude, yes, the sermon speed run. I'm so down.
By the way, in the Minecraft server, I just found the underground house.
Some of these faggots have been up like a long time since the beginning of con.
15 hours here. Woo!
Yeah, man.
All right, Corp, you want to bring us to a close?
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
How about a toast of sorts?
Thank you,
a
every toast. Pony, and I'd like a to toast. Offer a toast.
A toast. See you all in TalkCon 2020.
Send your toast to voice
from the Equestria Equestria Fest.
I'll send a toast. The most classic of
anyone have a
toast?
A toast.
A toast.
That is a good toast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Toast?
Sorry. For anyway, don't come toast. To TrotCon. It's PG-13 now.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, someone in the chat says we should all sing the theme together.
Oh, actually. Okay, someone's got to count it down.
Okay, ready? Wait.
There are too many people here.
Ready, shut up.
Wait.
Alder Peterson.
I can pump it through my mic.
Just let Corp count it down. Come on.
Wait, who's gonna count it down?
Alder Peterson.
Okay, I'm gonna who's it counting it down?
I'll play it through my mic. Hold on.
Warbler?
What do you mean by you're gonna play it through your mic?
I'm singing it, you idiot.
Don't do that, bro.
Okay, we need someone to count it down. Okay, listen, shut up. No, shut up. You agree upon the person, it's me. Three,
Corp, yes.
Two, one. My little pony. My little pony. He's not what I'm thinking.
Rest in peace, fucking Brit Ray. Holy shit!
I love you all.
Discord.
I love everybody here.
I love you.
Go to Brony Bash online.
Dude.
Oh fuck.
Next weekend.
Foxy Pony Fest.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Pony Fest can suck a dick.
If anyone ever knew what any of our things they would.